Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you are having an awesome week. So this past Sunday, we continued our series that we're calling Adulting, and we're looking at biblical life hacks according to God. And we talked about this idea of work and rest, and there were so many just good things that we were able to learn from the Proverbs this past week. But the thing that I'd like to focus on this morning in our Drivecast is this idea of taking a Sabbath, because while it is true that for some of us, you know, we're what the Bible would call lazy, we're sluggards, and we need to remember that when we choose to be lazy, we're really hurting people. There's this great proverb, it's Proverbs 18:9 says, "Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys." And the idea there is that, you know, if you're lazy, you often don't feel like you're hurting people, but the reality is that because of what you're failing to do, like, you're actually hurting other people, even if you don't mean to be. But a lot of us, we don't struggle with being lazy, but we actually struggle with work on the other end, where we're what you might call a workaholic, and we never take an opportunity for rest. One of the Proverbs that we talked about this past Sunday at Mount Vernon was Proverbs 19:23. It says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm." And it reminded me of Hebrews 4:9-13, which say, "So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." And so I want to talk for a minute about this idea of taking a weekly Sabbath. And I know for some of us that's literally impossible. You've got a boss or just a life situation right now where there's just no way that you could actually take a 24-hour period or even an 8-hour period off of work. And for some of us, that's true. But for most of us, that's not the case. We actually just choose not to. And so I want to encourage you as much as I can to consider taking a daily Sabbath. For me, I do it on Fridays. Obviously, I work on Sundays. But as you think about Sabbath, here's how I'd encourage you to think about it. Think about Sabbath as practice for heaven. If you know Jesus, then you also know, or at least you should know, that heaven, being in the presence of God, is where you're going to live for all of your life, minus the 80 or so years that the Lord gives you on this side of the grave. And so it's important for us to practice for the thing that we're going to do forever and ever and ever and ever. And the great news for you is you'll probably end up being better at your job and actually happier with your life if you adopt this habit that God put in the very creation of everything. And so when you think about taking a Sabbath, I'd encourage you to do it. And if you're asking, well, what do? I would encourage you to think about three things: worship, rest, and fun. Worship, rest, and fun. And when you think about the things that we're going to have the privilege of doing forever and ever in the New Jerusalem, and we get to do those things. We get to worship, we get to rest, as the passage in Hebrews talks about, and we get to have fun. And sometimes things that we might consider work are actually pretty fun. And so for me, sometimes I'll grab a chainsaw and I'll chop up some wood on a Sabbath day, because my job doesn't involve that very often, right? But so that's fun for me. But as soon as it becomes work, if it's a Friday, then I'll put the chainsaw down and I'll know, man, this wood's going to be here for me to chop up some other day. And that's okay. And it also reminds us, when we rest and unplug for a day, you know what happens with LifePoint Church every single Friday when I take a day off? It keeps on going just fine without me working on Friday. And you know what happens with the universe every single Friday when I take that day off? It keeps on going just fine. And the Sabbath reminds us that God loves us and he chooses to use us, but God doesn't need us. He's God. And so whether you're struggling with laziness or struggling with being a workaholic, I want to encourage you to remember that God loves you and he invites you to find your rest in his son, Jesus. Let's pray together, please. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the gift of work that you give to us. And God, please help us not to be lazy. And Father, please also help us not to find our identity in our work, not to be workaholics, so to speak. Father, help us to find our rest in the gospel and in your son, Jesus Christ. We pray all of this in his holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.